Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam. I am the American fundamentalist. If it is good for America, it is good for me. And my topic tonight, which is very controversial, who kills more Americans, Planned Parenthood or Planned Muslimhood? Let me just say, there's no such thing as a radical Muslim. That is a communist buzzword that was dreamt up by fools to cover up the horrors that are going to take place in this country. And we're just getting previews of coming attractions. Everybody forgot 911, and now you're going to get another wake-up call. This war is here, and this war is going to get bigger. To arms, Planned Muslimhood is coming. Communist Washington Post declares Trump a bigot and a racist. 70% of the news media in this country is communist controlled. Learn to live with the word communist. All of the Sissy Marys are afraid to say it. They can only say leftist. You'll never hear Obama say the word, I'm comparing him to O'Reilly. They both start with O. And you'll never hear O'Reilly say the word communist. He'll only say leftist. You know why? He's been conditioned over 50 years Yes. If you said the word communist at any stage of your life, you were labeled a McCarthyite. Because one man stood up against communism, which was totally infiltrated in the U.S. government and still is. As a matter of fact, now it's in the White House. Now it's all over the White House. When their cameras come in, they got to hide the hammers and sickles. One man stood up and they put him down, and then the left came out. See, I'm using the word left. Then the communists came out and accused anybody who was anti-communist a McCarthyite. But it's the communist strategy that has been running this country since 1945. It is very sad that I have to admit that and see our country in the sad shape that it's in. Obama has turned us into Sissy Mary weaklings. And I see tonight that Ass Carter, who is trying to look militarily like, has announced that all combat units will now have women in them. Why stop there, Ass Carter? Why don't you call for a draft and let's get them all in there? All the women have to register for the draft. Bring back the draft, unless you want to see a military 10 years from now, 90% women. And all the men will be gone. So, Communist Washington Post declares Trump a bigot and a racist. Blacks are drifting to Trump, and he hasn't even started yet. I don't know if you've seen what Trump is doing, because the communist media will not show you. You got to go to OAN, One American News. And One American News needs America's help. They're trying to keep them from going full country. And One American News, if you go on their website, they will ask you to appeal to the FCC to prevent the merger between and what those two groups are doing is they're trying to snuff out OAN. And I got to tell you something about OAN. I love it. I love it. After Megyn Kelly torpedoed Trump, I said, I was a loyal Fox watcher. I can remember going back 10 years, and every Friday night I'd go over to my mother's house and we would sit there and we would watch O'Reilly and Hannity and be an Irish that we were so proud of those guys. Hannity I'm proud of. O'Reilly, he never should have went to Harvard because it turned him into a lemon. But he's a very successful lemon and you can't argue with success. And he is good to the troops. And he was good to the 911 victims, but he's on a mission to destroy Trump, and I can't stand for that because he no longer is fair and impartial. And Hannity they pushed out of his time slot and gave it to Megyn Kelly, and now what they should do, because I believe they've lost 1 million viewers, and I see a lot of people knocking Fox now. I call it fixed news. They should put Hannity back in the Megyn Kelly slot and send her over to The View, because you're so obvious with your I call it subtle sabotage of Trump that everybody can see it now, and you're not learning any lessons here. And I also heard that Geraldo Rivera is no longer on radio. Cumulus Radio has chucked him. Yeah. And now they got to get Curtis and QB. It's unbelievable, man. And it's really sad. It's absolutely sad. They're trying to smother the truth. But OAN TV, fantastic. They got an ad running now. You know the Starbucks where they wanted to take Christmas off their coffee cups and they wanted to put the race on other coffee cups and have their help talk about it while you're trying to swallow your light and sweet? Yeah, unbelievable. They had to back off of that. Too many businesses are promoting the Democrat agenda. the Rhino agenda and the communist agenda. And business never should have got involved in politics. That's the number one mistake of business. But who am I to say? I'm just an average Joe named Tom. So, the Washington Post says Trump is a bigot and a racist. I just saw El Trumpo on stage. Let me tell you about El Trumpo. Everywhere you see him, he's in another town the next day. He's out there. He's working his ass off. He has a lot of energy. He was in Manassas, Virginia yesterday, and then in D.C. today. In Manassas, he was talking to a crowd of people and a full hall. And today he was talking to the Republican Jewish organization. And they loved him in Manassas. He's been in almost every southern state already. Going to take the South. And I got to tell you, Rubio, the Rhinos are putting all their money on Rubio now. And Fox News is still trying to get Bush some momentum, but it ain't working. Bush is finished. And Lindsey Graham Cracker is another guy. He'll tell you what you want to hear, and he sounds good. But you know what? When your back is turned, he does the wrong thing. Last night, Rand Paul said he was going to introduce legislation to stop the 42 terrorist nations from coming into the United States. And he introduced it today, he attached it to a bill. And you know how many people voted with Rand Paul? 10. And Marco Rubio wasn't one. And neither was Lindsey Graham Cracker. Unbelievable. They said that Trump is a bigot and a racist, but I say the blacks are drifting to Trump, and because when they get the bill for the Obama phone, where it gets cut off, that's all they got. Obama phone should have been replaced with Rosetta Stone for English, and the country would have been much better off. But I saw El Trumpo on stage being kissed by a black girl. A dress designer who said, we need more made in USA. And when she said that, I flashed back to all these New York hoi polloi clothiers in China, and they were visiting a plant. You know, all the big name Fifth Avenue jeans people. And they were visiting a plant in China, and the president of the company was a colonel in the Chinese Chi-Com Army. And he had help working. They lived in the factory. They had a little cubby hole that they with a little curtain on it that they slept in. And they were working and making those jeans. And they, you had to see the pile went to the ceiling in front of every worker. And the women were falling asleep. You know what they did to keep their eyes open? They kept them open with clothespins. They kept them open with clothespins. And at the end of the documentary, and here are these fancy, phony bastards, you know, always turning out for to save the world. And they're capitalizing on the poverty and the slavery that was taking place in a military factory run by military officers. And they went on strike. You want to know why they went on strike? You can imagine what they're making. They went on strike because they weren't getting paid. They weren't getting paid. Yeah. So the next time you buy a pair of jeans, say a little prayer for that Chinese girl And what they do is they commit out of they come out of country communities where there's no work. They go there and work, and they make some money, and they bring it back to their families. And Junior's in the basement, 26 years old, smoking weed, saying he can't get a job. Yeah, that's how we're going to win the next war. We sure are. Beware of anybody that tells you we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth, because he or she has no idea what they're talking about. And chances are they never served in the military. So I saw Trump getting kissed by a black girl. She was very pretty, too. And he called her up. She said, we got to get more made in the USA. He says, come on up, come on up. And the Secret Service, they were probably frisking her, you know. And 5 minutes before that, I saw five black pastors in Manassas, Virginia, live, endorse Trump on stage with Trump. And you know what they were saying? Where was Black Lives Matter when 3,000 blacks over the last few years killed other blacks? Trump, I believe Trump already has 25% of the black vote and 35% of the Latino vote. And guess what? He's going to get 25% of the Democratic vote from the We've Been Had by the Obama crowd. OANTV, you got to support these people. They're coming up. They're trying to break through the pressure barrier. And I started to tell you, you know, the Starbucks, they took Christmas off their cups. They weren't going to have Christmas cups. And OAN does a commercial, and they show a similar knockoff of the Starbucks cup, and it says Merry Christmas. And the guy says, let me hear it. And the guy says, Merry Christmas. And he goes, no, it's too Christian. Take Christ out of it. Put an X there. Merry Xmas. No, it's still too religious. Take it all out. And then he says, you know what? We'll just leave the cup red. Communist red. Yeah. They got more religion in communist Russia today than they do here. It's really sad, man. And the KGB runs the Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Church, allegedly. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We have more enemies than you can stick a shake at. And the next time somebody says we have a coalition of 65 countries, you want to know the truth? We had two, us and St. Kitts, and St. Kitts dropped out. Yeah, there's no coalition of the willing. And there'll be less later on because people are just fed up with us. We don't keep our words. We don't protect anybody. We betrayed Israel. But Trump already has 25% of the black vote and 35% of the Latino vote. And he's going to get 25% of the Democratic vote. This is the biggest enemy of the Rhino Party that ever came on the scene. Rubio is liked by the young people. He says the right thing. He's very handsome. He's very funny. You know, he's a convincing person. But you got to know that in order for Rubio to get where he is, he has controllers. He has higher-ups in the Republican Party that will tell him what to do and when to say it. Rubio is not his own man. Now, Trump spoke in front of a Jewish congregation today of Republicans, and he says, I know all you guys want to give me money, but I'm not taking any money. And he says, you know what I mean. You know, I've been on your side. I've been down there with you. And they all laughed. So, once again, I got to plug OANTV. They carried the whole meeting, and none of the communist press cameras would pan the crowd because there were a lot of blacks there. I could hear the voices. funniest laugh of the night, Trump held up a little kid. I got to tell you this. OAN showed Trump from start to finish, no commercials. They covered the entire, all the candidates that appeared before that Jewish group in D.C., no commercials. The night that Trump was in the debate and he was working the crowd up, I don't know if it was a debate or his speech, but he was working the crowd up. And just as the crowd was reaching a peak in excitement, Fox went to five commercials. Five commercials. Tell me that's not subtle sabotage. So, the funniest laugh of the night in Manassas, a little kid shouted up to Trump. He says, bring that kid up here. Come on up here. Goes, tell everybody what you just asked me. And the kid says, what's the wall going to be made of? And Trump told him concrete, rebar, you know, and he really got into it with him. But everybody loved it. And you have to see this meeting covered by OAN TV, a network that communist media is trying to crush and stifle. Trump is going to sweep the South and the rest of the country. He is a 911 New Yorker, and he doesn't want to see another 911. Just like every 911 New Yorker who came from all over the country to avenge the death of 3,100 Americans. The communists will tell you it's only 2,900, but they failed to count the 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. Name those babies and put them next to the mother they died with. In order to not have a George Soros computerized in Spain, phony marginal win, Trump needs a landslide. You want to see ISIS counting dimple chairs this time? And Trump needs all the help he can get because the rhinos will secretly vote Democrat. And the media will destroy him. They are 70% communist, have been back to Nam. Okay, I'm going to jump for a tune. I got to find you something good. Maybe we should pay a little prayer tune to the people that got backshot in that hospital. I got one. This we dedicate. And no moment of silence to God. Dear Lord, welcome home those who died and protect their families and make their pain and suffering livable, Lord. Thank you.
Never let me go. never let me go.
Okay, we're back. Another thing that's bothering me, you can see they're trying to take Christ out of Christmas. And you know how that all got started? This moment of silence. The communists went to the Christians and they said, you know, not everybody is Christian. And when you start praying, some of these people feel left out and they feel offended. Wouldn't it be nice if instead of you people praying out loud, we all have a moment of silence? So this way we could pray to Stalin and Hitler, and we could incant to the devil. And the Christians, being Christian, Christians being Christian, said, yeah, that's okay. That's good with us, a moment of silence. And as soon as they did that, all the communists did the Kazatsky, because they just put a muzzle on prayers to God. So when somebody says to me at Christmas time, happy holidays, I hear, F you, Christian. When somebody says to me at Christmas time, season's greetings, I say, which season? Deer season? Trout season? Mating season? Yes. So, having said that, it's time to replace the muzzle moment of silence with a prayer to God. I saw Donald Trump last night on OAN TV. He was in Manassas, Virginia. And Ted Cruz today on OAN TV in D.C. voicing regret about the lives of the wounded and lost in San Bernardino, California, attacked by planned Muslimhood. I felt so disappointed that they called for a muzzled moment of silence from a nation whose slogan is, in God we trust. but we would not call upon him in a prayer. Lord, bless the victims and their families and protect the USA. That's all they had to say. I saw a couple of years ago, maybe about 5 years ago, a TV coverage on a business meeting in Dubai. It was a business conference. It was attended by at least 200, 300 Muslim businessmen. On the dais, the moderator was an American woman wearing a business suit with a American headscarf, like the girls used to wear when they went to church. And she was the moderator, called for an opening prayer. You know what prayer she used? Our Father who art in heaven. Muslims believe God is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Muslims believe God's name is hallowed. Thy kingdom come. They believe in paradise. And a king should have a kingdom. Thy will be done. In Arabic, it's inshallah. God willing. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, who does not need bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive others. That might be a little hard for them. Lead us not into temptation. Everything is haram. But deliver us from evil. Amen. No one objected. No one walked out. A moment of silence is a Muslim prayer. God wants to hear us loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, having said that, I'm going to jump to a tune if I can find. I'm looking for Oh Happy Day. Oh Happy Day. Beautiful tune. Come on, Tom. Oh Happy Day. The short version.
Jesus, the Lord, he was my
Okay, we're back. My next topic is military down. I believe the Obama and Clinton Clovenhoof gang has completely destroyed our military. All the best top guns are either driven out or driven down. No one defends the Fort Leavenworth 10, whose families have suffered a 20-year sentence of shame and poverty, benefits lost. Why were they punished? Just as they have stacked the courts with party over country judges, they have done the same in the military. A trooper has no chance of a fair trial. Many phony judges have no combat experience. Petraeus was blackmailed KGB style. McChrystal was jury rigged. And the interviewer from Rolling Stone was working on a Clinton story, I believe. And his brand new Mercedes-Benz sped up and went into a tree and blew up. And he predicted that harm would come to him. As a matter of fact, he went to a neighbor's house to borrow her car because he didn't trust his new Mercedes-Benz. He thought they had done something to it, and she wouldn't lend him her car. Beware of any politician who states we are the strongest military on the face of the earth. I flash back to Joe Lieberwurst, that's Joe Lieberman, from Connecticut. Connecticut never sends anybody decent. Look what they got down there now. Blumenthal, a liar, a guy that said he was a Marine combat veteran when he ran for attorney general and they gave him the job, and then they found out he lied, so they made him a senator. How's that? And there's a guy that'll hurt America six different ways to Sunday. But Connecticut never sends anybody decent. Christopher Dodd was a slug. I used to call him Christopher Dodd. Barney Frank from Connecticut? No, he's from Massachusetts. Beware of any politician. Oh, yeah, so Lieberman, I called him Joe Lieberwurst, and Al Bingore, who sold his fledgling TV station to Qatari royal family for, I think it was $500 million. Him and Arianna Huffington, she sold hers to AOL for $350 million. Hers is another story. She used all college kids to build it up, never paid them. And she walked away with $350 million. That's, and AOL now controls Huffington Post and vice versa. But Al Gore, he made speeches that Bush betrayed us. He played on our fears. And then Al Gore picked up a cool $500 million from the Al Thani family in Qatar, or Qatar. Depends if you're on the sidewalk or not. Anyway, the two of them were on a party platform. They were dancing. They were holding hands and they were dancing. And they were saying, we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Na, 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 na. And a guy was watching TV in the Hindu Kush in a cave, sharpening box cutters. And he said, not for long. And in case you never heard Obama's Osama speech, Obama, Osama, same thing. If you never heard his speech, yeah, Obama may take down more than two towers. He may take down a whole country. So he may be more dangerous than Osama. I don't want to say what I'm thinking. I don't want to say it. But anyway, they were dancing on the party platform. Oh, yeah, and Osama bin Laden was sharpening the box cutters in the Hindu Kush. And you know what happened? It is very sad. Pretty soon, the government's going to start hiding the body count in the country. Speaking of body counts, do you know how many Americans died taking Fallujah twice? And now ISIS has got Fallujah. But you know how many Americans under Bush died in in Iraq during the war. 4,700. A lot of wounded. I think the wounded ratio is 10 to 1. No, in Iraq, it's about 7 to 1. When Obama went into Afghanistan to take over the Afghanistan operation, the wounded went up to 10 to 1. Do you know how many Americans died under Bush, 8 years of Bush in Afghanistan? 471. Do you know how many have died under Obama? I'm doing this from memory. This figure might be low. No, it's not. It's about right. 2,400, and they stopped reporting it. And they never reported the first one that died under Obama. They never reported any of them. You know what they did? They classified them as NATO troops to be identified later. Yet every night at supper time, nothing but communist NBC would show you the dead that Bush lost that day. They would go to get their names, their towns. They would even go to their houses and stick a mic in a gold star mother's face and go, "How does it feel knowing that your son died under George Bush?" Remember Casey Sheehan? Was that his name, Casey Sheehan? His mother was Cindy Sheehan. She was dragging his body around for communist votes. She went down to, she dragged his body all the way down to Venezuela and got some of that seized American oil profits. Yeah. Do you know that Hugo Chavez spent, after he seized the oil companies down there, he gave the Russians an order for $1.47 billion worth of AK-47s. Maybe it was 1.5 billion of AK-47s. How's that? He was buying those guns to defend his people from attacking him. Yeah. And then he ran out of money. And the last I heard, the Venezuelans didn't have toilet paper. It's kind of hard to wipe your butt with the butt of a rifle. It's really sad. Absolutely sad. So beware of any politician that tells you we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth because he doesn't know what he's talking about. And those who take your guns away intend to kill you. And I'll tell you what we need tonight, folks. We need more carry permits. We need more carry permits. And Friday? Black Friday? 285,000 gun applications went to the FBI on Black Friday. How's that? And you know those guys aren't buying one gun. I'll take that one. Give me that shotgun. I'm on two handguns. If you don't know how to use a gun, and you don't want a gun in your house, at least know how to use it in case one falls into your hands during a struggle on a plane. Because when these terrorists hijack planes, they tell you you're going back to the airport, but what they don't tell you is you're going to go through two buildings first. One America News has the best Trump coverage. If you want to see the real Trump in action, see One America News. And Trump's going to Israel to meet with Bibi Netanyahu. And you know what he's going to pick up there? He's going to pick up Israeli intelligence on what Obama is really all about. And don't think they don't know. They are playing it cool because they want a strong relationship with the USA. And they're doing like we're doing. They're hoping we can survive another year. But I'll bet you, when Trump comes back, he knows more about Obama than Obama does. So, having said that, I'm going to give you... I have a song called One and Only Trump. You don't want to hear that, do you? You know what we'll do? We'll give you a nice Roy Orbison. News broke yesterday. I happened to be at the computer at 5 o'clock, so I started to just, because you know how things change, and I wanted to see how much they changed, so I started doing a log. And at 5 p.m., the police chief said 14 dead, 14 wounded, suspects fled, long rifles used. That's all that was out there. And I said, my guess, it's either terrorist-related or drug-related. If it is terrorist related, they could strike again soon, especially if they got away. And I'm talking hours. They could have hit another target in a couple of hours. If it's drug related, it's over. 6:39 p.m., the death toll went to 20, but it never really went to 20. But at that time, they announced 20. The terrorists were described as either Middle Eastern or Hispanic. At 7:08 p.m., I went to Walid Shubat's website. And he was showing a Muslim that some people allege as the San Bernardino jihadist. And his name was Farouk Saeed. And I believe I read on Walid's website that he had identified that guy as a potential terrorist early on. If you go to Walid Shubat's website, you're going to see some gory things. I saw a picture of 8 headless bodies in the street. And I said, gee, what part of Syria is that? It was Mexico. Really bad. Apologize for the coughing. Tell you what, I'm going to take a break. And I'll give you one summer night.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the moon. Oh, Lord. summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the moon. Oh, Luna,
la,
la. I'm back. So, yeah, Wallen Chubot, he has some, if you want to get a real look at what's happening to Christians and Yazidis over in Iraq, he's got pictures you won't bear to look at. But I got to tell you, he tells it like it is. Okay, so now the report is back to 14 dead. And two terrorists are dead, and the media is cleaning up the truth. Rumor. This is additional news. Obama tells Turkish prime minister to secure his border. Prime minister says, secure your own border. Rumor. Obama on the streets of France saying only the U.S. has gun violence. Air servant to get the blood off his shoes. Just wee sissy boy. You want to hear about brainwashing? Two of my grandchildren went to preschool, Catholic preschool. They came home with angel and Christmas coloring books. I have the youngest is a macho grandson. He went to public preschool. You know what he came home with? A girl's coloring book with instructions to color the dress, the pocketbook, and the shoes. We're in trouble. OAN TV, pro-American, pro-religion, and shows Trump live. The FCC is blocking them for country coverage. Trump live at 7:30. I loved it. Trump in Virginia, live on OAN now, just called for a moment of silence. Better, he said, Lord, please help the families. Communists use a moment of silence to prevent prayer. But Trump had the body count and Fox doesn't. I guess he knew the body count before Fox. OAN has a great commercial showing disappearing Christ from Christmas by pagan Obama business associates. Then I have a picture of marbles. It says, these are marbles. And then next to it is Leonardo DiCaprio. This is Leonardo DiCaprio. He has lost his marbles. Do you want to see him get raped by a bear in the movie Revenant? Where are your marbles? Apparently, that's what he... as they have written into the scene. Mr. President, in lieu of the Muslim attack on a hospital, why not seize all Muslim guns? Let us have hearings on planned Muslimhood. Okay. So that's the name of that story. Now, tonight, I watched O'Reilly trying to harpoon Trump. Trump made a statement. If the terrorists are killing your family, kill their family. He says, you got to put the fear in them that they're putting in us. So O'Reilly, being fair and impartial, trying to use that, twist those words to make Trump look like an evildoer. And Trump handled himself very well. And he used as an example the night of 9/11. When the Bushes allowed the Bin Laden family to fly out. No planes were allowed in or out, but the Bushes allowed the Bin Laden family to escape back to Saudi Arabia using the pretense they might get retribution. And Trump reminded O'Reilly about that. And O'Reilly played fair and impartial until it's his ass on the line. Then he will become known as O'Reilly the Merciless. But Fox has been working day and night to destroy Trump. And that's why I got to tell you, I was total Fox all the way, 100%. Never watched anything else. But 60 days before the first debate, they were attacking Trump. Very subtly, little snide remarks, little asides, little guffaws. And eventually, then when it came down to it, they hit him. They tried to kneecap him on the first debate. And it didn't work. Trump came with 24 million viewers that wanted to see him. And when he left with 25 million viewers who were disgusted with Fox. And it's cost them. I'll bet you Megyn Kelly's count is half of what it was before that debate. And my guess is that Fox lost a million viewers, a million loyal viewers. And loyalty is one thing. When you have it, it's great. When you lose it, that's not good. Let's see what this says. Terror words. Terror words. President Trump walking into the EPA. President Trump walking into the EPA. So what do you do here? Which way is the Department of Justice? Those are words that strike terror into the hearts of government employees. Imagine giving bonuses. How can you get a bonus as a government employee? Well, we don't want to lose them. How are you going to lose them? How are you going to lose them? Who's going to hire him? Unless he's a politician. Sandy Berger died. You remember Sandy Berger? Sandy Berger went into a library, a document library that belonged to the federal government. And he asked to see certain documents. And in this is a secure library. And when the girl brings out the documents, she has to stand there as he reads them. He can only read them. He cannot copy them. And he dismissed her, and she left. And he stuffed the documents in his pants. And then when he left the building, he went across the street to a trailer, and he stuffed them underneath the trailer. And then he came back later and got them. And he says he destroyed them. And everybody goes, well, he destroyed them. There's nothing we can do. Name one government agency that doesn't have a copy of anything. You see how many copies they have. And these were the original documents. Wouldn't you like to know what he destroyed? He died of cancer. Jack Ruby died of cancer. Martha Mitchell died of cancer. And cancer is very deadly. Not as deadly as polonium tea in a London restaurant. But people do get knocked off. Anyway, what else we got going? Let's see if OAN, if you go to OAN's website, and I'll give you this one. Trump gets great coverage on One America News, and they promote Christmas. Obama did nothing for the people he snowed. I never heard him sing Oh Happy Day once. He used black youth and gave them no way up. His party of death gives ladders with three bottom broken rungs. Three broken bottom rungs. You never get a leg up. Slavery is greater today in the USA than in 1865. Instead of cotton, now it's weed and worse. Blacks will never be free following white communists. Family and church is everything. Turn away from the worst role models, the easy money con artists. Reverend Wright has a $5 million house on Lake Michigan. Food, better schools, and good works for a lot of people. Jesus hated money changers. The small black churches shouting God's praises. No moment of silence muzzle here. Live with the people and pray with the people. Poor neighborhoods were turned into ghettos when the Democrats brought drugs to sell for tax revenue. And you know, they like to label black conservatives as Uncle Toms. Did you know, you ever read about Uncle Tom? You should read about Uncle Tom. He was Christ-like. He took the whip to save a woman from sure death. Then was they were out in the fields picking cotton, and the woman was sick, and she couldn't keep up with the activity that she was supposed to perform. And when it came time, the punishment for a bag of cotton not filled, completely filled, was a whipping. And she only had a third of a bag filled. So Uncle Tom gave her his bag, and he took the whipping. That's Christ-like. That's as close to Christ as you can get. Dr. Carson is a good role model. Obama is a liar and a misleader. How sad that we picked him to be the first so-called black president over a good mother's son like Carson. When Obama hurts us, I blame his evil white side, that white racist Democrat half. So having said that, I don't think I can read the rest of this. Oh, here we go. We will get our fairest, best shake with Trump Cruz. Get away from the party of death. Planned slaughterhood every day kills 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino babies. They sell parts from brown eyes to blue eyes. They say, I can't get to the bottom. Oh, here we go. They say God's creation is not qualified for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What a lie. And the Supreme Court judges that ruled on that Roe v. Wade decision, I think most of them are dead, or all of them are dead. Guess where they are? They're in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. Savage today was calling the FBI the Federal Bureau of Islam. I hope he's wrong. One thing's for certain, with all the artillery they had in that house, plus pipe-making facilities, pipe-bomb-making facilities, that there were people coming and going, picking up stuff. So, and they were on their way to a shooting spree. They might have been heading to another shootout somewhere with pre-selected targets. But for sure, they're going to try and ruin our Christmas. And we're going to find out, sadly, how weak we are and how unprepared we are. And eventually, we're going to have to head them up and move them out. We're going to head them up and move them out. And there should be a moratorium right now on anybody coming from a terrorist country, refugee or guest. And that's it. Until we can clean up Iraq. We can't even clean it up from the illegal invader invasion. So having said that, if you see something, say something. And the woman that saw something and thought that they were up to no good, she should have had a camera and she should have recorded it and just saved it. If she didn't want to come forward, she should have at least recorded it. So that if it turns out that her suspicions were right, she could back it up. And she would have been a very valuable asset to the investigators. Have a nice night, folks, and God keep you safe. And forget about this moment of silence. Jesus likes to hear his name. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy Holy Days. We're ending the episode.